To begin with, supply is never visible. No one has ever seen supply. There is no such thing as a supply that can be seen. All that you ever see about supply is the effect of supply, but never the supply itself. Now that, of course, I can demonstrate to you very quickly. If you look at, let us say, a fruit tree in your garden, and we will assume that it is full of fruit, and you may believe that that fruit is supply. In fact, if you have a ranch or an orchard, and there's enough of it there, you may really believe that that supply is your livelihood. But as a matter of fact, that fruit is not supply, never has been, never can be under any circumstances. It can only be the effect of supply. And when you remove that fruit from the tree, whether a wind blows it away, or whether you eat it, or sell it, or give it away, you have just as much supply left as when the fruit was on the tree. And the proof of that is, in due season, there will be another crop there. And if there were no supply, there'd be no place for a crop to come from. A crop has to come from someplace, and that someplace is the supply. What is supply then? The invisible life of the tree. The invisible life of the tree enables the roots to draw into themselves all that they require from the ground, or from the sunshine, or from the rain, or the dew. All of this going down into the earth, the life of the tree draws into the roots. Now, if there were no life in the tree, remember, the roots would serve no purpose. They couldn't possibly draw anything into themselves as roots. It is only because the roots have life that they can function and draw into themselves whatever elements, substances they require from the surrounding earth, water, sunshine. Now, because there is life in that tree, whatever is drawn into the roots is transmuted into something else. It becomes, let us say, a sap. And because there is life in the tree, that sap is enabled to defy the laws of gravity and rise upward through the trunk of the tree, flow out into the branches, and they have become transmuted again into leaves, buds, flowers, finally fruit. Now, the trunk of the tree couldn't do this either by itself. It is only because there is life functioning in that tree that the trunk is enabled to have this sap drawn up into it and then spread it out into the branches. And so the whole secret of the supply of that tree is the life of the tree. And as long as there is life, the tree will function. Every department of it will function, from the roots right out to the tips of the branches, and you will have your fruit. And so if you lose a crop, if you sell it, eat it, give it away, as long as the supply of life is there, another crop will immediately begin to grow, and in its due season will appear. Now, if you will apply that principle to yourself or to your business, to your center, to your church, and realize that money is not supply. The merchandise in your shop is not supply. Your supply is the life that animates you. In turn, you are the life of your business. If there was no you, your business would just stand there dead. The merchandise would stay on the shelves, or there'd be no merchandise attracted, or the wrong merchandise would come in there. In other words, it is the life that you bring to your business that becomes the life and the intelligence of your business, and therefore, your life and your intelligence is the supply unto that business. And all you need to prove this is to look at the bankruptcy reports every week or month in your newspapers and find out those businesses where there is an absence of life or intelligence, and you'll know rapidly why they are going bankrupt. Why they didn't move out of the wrong neighborhood in time. Why they didn't move into a right neighborhood in time. Why they didn't foresee trends in time. You have a living example of that today in the States. We have the largest automobile manufacturers in the world there. They're supposed to have a monopoly, I guess, on intelligence. But you see, they haven't. For the last 5 years, they have been telling the public that nobody wants small cars. Nobody wants compact cars. And they have been making bigger cars and bigger cars. And each year they come out with still bigger cars. And one man in the States who takes over an almost bankrupt company in 5 years has the livest company in all of the nation, because he alone of all of the manufacturers in the States saw that the small car made in England, made in Germany, these are the coming cars for busy cities with small parking lots and so forth, and second family cars and so forth. This man, with his life and intelligence, takes an almost bankrupt company and raises the value of the stock in 2 years from $1 a share to 20. Then gives 100% dividend and watches it go to 20 again. While all the other companies are losing money because with their lack of vision, with their lack of intelligence, living only on the past, they're sure that everyone wants a big car. And so it is that we prove beyond all question and doubt that the only life or intelligence a business has is you, its management, its owner. So it is then that your business can't make money or lose money. Only you can do that by being alive or being dead. Or dying. In every walk of life, you can begin, regardless of what your seeming income may be or lack of income, you can start with this realization that money isn't supply. That I am supply. My life is the law of supply. My intelligence, which is God, God constitutes my life, God constitutes my intelligence, God constitutes my wisdom and judgment. Therefore, my life, my mind, my wisdom, my intelligence, my judgment, these are my supply. And if I don't have a dollar, as long as I have my life, my wisdom, my intelligence, I will soon have a dollar and then multiply it. Why? Because supply is invisible and money or business or income These are the effects of supply. And we go from there to another point. And this is what separates most people from supply. They believe it can come to them. They believe that it can come from either a human source or a divine source. They believe that supply can come to them through business, through investments, through relatives, through friends. And in this modern day, many people have accepted the belief that they can get it from their governments, as if their government had any money that didn't first come from them. Now, supply cannot come to you from anywhere, not even from God, for God is not withholding it. And if God isn't withholding it, God can't start it on its way to you. The secret of it all is, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. And so the sooner you stop looking to people for money or to God, the sooner you stop looking to people for supply or to God, and begin to accept the scriptural revelation, Son, all that I have is thine. You are a son of God, heir of God, joint heir to all the heavenly riches. And this is true now. Son, all. The life of God is your life. The mind of God is your mind. The wisdom of God is your wisdom. The soul of God is your soul. There aren't two of anything. There's only one. That one is God. But because of divine sonship, that is, because of our relationship as one with God, all that God is, I am. All that God has, I have. All that the Father hath is mine. Now, I'm not talking about money, because God has no money and has no need of money. God has life and is life, and that life is yours. God is mind, and that mind is yours. God is soul, and that soul is yours. God is infinite wisdom. That wisdom is yours by virtue of this oneness. And therefore, in order to show forth the abundance which is rightfully yours, you have to stop looking for it from man whose breath is in his nostril, and stop looking for it from God, and begin to understand, I already have it.